There is a place of sorrow and love, the innocent Savior broken and bleeding for us. And nails in his hands, thorns on his brow, rivers of mercy endlessly flowing down. The Son of God, high and lifted up, the Father's love came pouring down for us. He has overcome.
Now my soul will ever be. Oh. Good evening, everyone. I want to say a very big thank you to everyone that is presently on the speaker platform with me tonight. It's going to be an edifying time. It's going to be a refreshing time together. And one thing I am assured of is that you will be totally blessed by what you will be having a conversation about tonight. All right. But before we start, I'd like us to pray together. All right. In all the tongues. I want us to pray together in all the tongues tonight. I want our spirits to be alive, alert, and awakening to what I want us to, you know, talk about tonight, that the Holy Ghost himself will be leading us through. All right, on my own, I lack words, but by the help of the Holy Ghost, there's so much he wants to talk to us about, and I believe that you will be blessed this very evening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's a faithful God. Is a good God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ha 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 ha. Thank you, Father. All right, if you have your Bibles close to you, I'd like you to open your Bibles to Romans. All right, as we're going to be taking, we're going to be driving in from the book of Romans, chapter 8. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All glory to God. All right, Romans chapter 8. I'll read from verse 26. And it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Bible says in verse 27, it says, now he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit. All right. It says that because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Who is that? That's the Spirit of God making intercession, you know, according. You know, when the Spirit of God prays, the Spirit of God doesn't pray. The Spirit doesn't pray his own prayer too. There's protocol in heaven. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Spirit of God prays the will of God. That's what the Spirit of God prays for us, the saints, all right? The Spirit of God prays for us, prays through us, you know, but he prays according to the will of God. So he doesn't even pray according to his own will. There's a will that is the agenda of heaven, all right, for every child of God. So if the Spirit of God helps us to pray, he prays out that agenda of heaven into all our hearts. So the Spirit of God, the agenda of heaven is then downloaded into our spirits, all right? So that's how, you know, you now begin to see that you are walking in the will of God. Why? Because you have allowed the Spirit of God to assist you. Oh, thank you, Father. You've allowed the Spirit of God to assist you make tremendous progress. And this is very important for every believer. We do not have a will of our own. All right? You were bought with a price. Don't forget, you don't own yourself. God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the creator of the first creation. He is the creator of everything around that we see. You know, but where you and I are concerned, we created Adam and Eve, and then we all started coming, you know, and, you know, by the reason of what happened in the Garden of Eden, yes, dominion was lost, but thank God for the restoration that we have through the crucifixion of Jesus, you know, by Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary for us. So that's our restoration. So we are back on track. Hallelujah. We're back into the hands of dominion. We're back into to the heaven's agenda that was first lost. All right? We're back to it. You know, but this time around, what the full entity was the fact that Adam was given the full dominion without sharing it with nobody. But as it is right now, Jesus has been able to, you know, defeat the enemy on our behalf. You know, and he has given to us our inheritance. And that's the reason why the Bible says you must fight the good fight of faith, because at the end of it, your inheritance has been given to you. But because of what has happened, a lot of people are still blinded. Hallelujah. There's still a blindness, all right, in the kingdom. You know, there's still a blindness. And the God of this world is not Adam. Adam was not giving back the dominion, the full dominion anymore. He lost it. It was on a legal ground that he transacted with the enemy, and he gave it legally to the enemy. What God gave to him that we ought to be enjoying today was given to the enemy. It was a legal transaction. It was not by force. It was not it wasn't that he was sleeping when they collect. It wasn't stolen from him. He gave it to the enemy legally. But what Jesus came to do, you know, by giving us salvation is to also give us all that is in salvation. Salvation is not all about you giving your life to Christ. That's not all about salvation. Salvation has a package. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation has a package. The full package is healing, forgiveness. The full package. The full package is long life. The full package is deliverance from darkness. The full package. It's a full package, children of God. It's a full package. Salvation is full. Hallelujah. So dominion is inside, because if you have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and you walk in the light, that means that you have dominion. Dominion is light. Dominion is clarity. Dominion is revelation. Dominion. We walk in that inheritance in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, all that has been done is there. So you and I are now in Christ. You and I have given our lives to Christ. So whatever we need is inside Christ, and we are in Christ. So we are where our blessings are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, go ahead. Say that to yourself. I'm where the blessing is. I am where my blessing is. We're seated together in the heavenly places. I'm where the blessing is. I am. I'm where authority is. That's where I am. That's where I am. I'd like you to know that you died with the Father. You rose with Jesus. You rose with him. And you are seated together. All that he went through, we went through together. We have been justified. Hallelujah. Justified. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, let's look at it in Ephesians. We've been justified. Justified. Just like nothing happened. Glory to God. That's almost what it means. That's the miracle that we have in Christ Jesus. It's powerful. It's powerful. Ephesians 2. It says in verse 1, it says, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." Why? Because of what happened. He made us alive. It says, "In which you were once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now walks in the sons of disobedience." That's our past. That's past. That's past. Verse 4 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Hallelujah. By the grace of God, we have been saved. By grace. Who is grace? Jesus is grace. We've been saved. We've been saved by that grace, by that power in Christ Jesus. We have been saved. So no matter how you feel, your feeling does not defeat the fact that you have been saved. Except you use your mouth to say, "Lord, I don't want to receive you as my Lord and personal Savior." So whatever you do that looks like, "Oh, I've sinned against the Father," You know, the forgiveness is permanent. Glory to God. Except you now denounce. Except you refused. You refused to serve the Father. That's when you can be saying that you backslided or you backslide or whichever language you like to use. But grace is Jesus. And Bible says Jesus has been made unto us the wisdom of God. Jesus has been given to us as the gifts. He's been given to us as he died on the cross of Calvary for you and I so that we can inherit all that belongs to us from the foundation of the earth. We have received our inheritance. We have our inheritance in Christ Jesus. We have it now. All that belongs to us has been given to us in Christ Jesus. So what do we do? Now that we know that we have this gift, what do we do with it? What do we do with the giftings that we have in Christ Jesus? What do we do? We can't live like we don't have power. We can't live like we don't have inheritances. We can't live like we don't have hope. We can't live like we are defeated. We shouldn't live like that. We mustn't live like that. We have hope. We have hope in Christ Jesus. Oh, we have been delivered in Christ Jesus. Bought with a price in Christ Jesus. Oh, we have the mark of Christ Jesus. We have been marked. Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. You are God's. You are God's. You are God's. There's so much power that has been infused in you. So you can't live like you don't have power. You can't live like you are not identified with the Most High. We are identified with the Father. Oh, go ahead, declare. Say, I'm identified with the Father. I'm identified with the Father. I identify myself with the Father. Say, I and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. Jesus is my Father. Oh, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my King. Jesus died for me that I may have all that belongs to me. So I declare that I have it. I have all in the name of Jesus. In his name, I have it all. I have it all. Glory to God. Glory to God. I am not ordinary. Somebody needs to say that. I am not ordinary. The Spirit of God lives in me. I am the temple of the Most High God. That's who I am. I am the temple of the Most High. And God lives in this address. Yes, God lives in this address of mine. In this temple of mine. God lives here. God lives here. Oh, my inheritances are with me. I am where my inheritances are. I am. Kela broko ndoro bosa.
Come on, go ahead, talk in other tongues for a few minutes. Oh, I am the beloved of the Father. That's who you are. That's who you are. You are the beloved of Jesus. The beloved. All that Jesus did, he did it for only you. You are the reason for that death on the cross of Calvary. You are the reason. So we no longer live for ourselves. Hallelujah. We no longer, but before I jump ahead of myself, let's still read a bit of Ephesians. Thank you, Father. Look at verse 6. It says, and he raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All right. It says, he raised us up together. We were raised together. We were made to sit together. In heavenly places, in Christ, everything is in Christ. That's where we are. We are in Christ. In Christ Jesus. In Christ. In Christ. I am in Christ. I am in Christ. I am in dominion. I am in the blessing. I am in Christ. I am in grace. Hallelujah. I'm in grace. Verse 7 says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 8. Verse 8 says, for by grace you have been made, you have been saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift. Did you hear that? It's a gift. It's a gift. We have this gift. When gift is given to you, what do? You receive it. You receive it. By grace, we have been saved through faith, through your belief. You have been saved, not of yourself. It is the gift of God. The gift of God. Look at verse 10. It says, because of all this, all right, for we are his workmanship, hallelujah, created in Christ, don't forget, you are in Christ Jesus. Oh, you are God's workmanship. You are God's design. God designed you. That's what he did. He designed you to fit into purpose. He designed you. He molded you. Oh, you are God's intention. That's who you are. You are God's masterpiece. God made you. You're different. You're unique. You're special. Oh, God is mindful of you. He's mindful of you. 247. He's mindful of you. Oh, God created your kind. You are different. You are not everybody. Oh, your fingerprints, everything about you is unique. There's no two people like you. Glory to God. He created you specially. You are wonderfully made. You are fearfully made. Haleka bakondo lekedosha. Indoruso. Oh, Marosa, you are his workmanship. He worked all of his intentions inside of you. Aleka Maron Kanderegedosa. All of God's intention, all of God's plans and purpose have been embedded inside of you. That's what he did. Hey, oh my God. You know, when you keep listening to these things, you know, it's amazing to know that all of this is what God did for us. I mean, you cannot fail. You cannot be defeated in this world. Ah, even if trials and temptation come to knock you, Bible says that the righteous might fall seven times, but he rises up again. He will rise up again. You will rise up. You don't belong to the ground. You rise. You are not a defeated man or woman. No. It doesn't matter what you have gone through. Hey, God is mindful of you. See, God is protocoling your life and destiny. Yes, that's what he's doing. He's ensuring that the things that you ought to go through, you know, except by yourself, you decide not to go through the path. But as long as you go through the path, you would eventually get to where God wants you to get to. Eventually, you will get there. You will get to the plan. You will get to the purpose. You will get to the place that God wants you to get to. But you need to go with a plan. There's a plan God has for you. All right, Bible says that you are his workmanship. You know, and that means that God carefully designed you. He designed you having a thought about you. He designed you having a plan about you. There's something in God's heart where you are concerned. You were made for a purpose. That purpose must come to manifestation. That's the reason why you exist in the first place. Every creation of God has a purpose. God has a purpose for every creation he made. There is a purpose for that creation. There is something in the heart of God when God created you. You did not come here to come and do business with the world. That's not the reason why you are here. You are here first for God. Hallelujah. You are here first for God. Now, in you now living, you are now living to now fit into life agenda so that you can, you know, put things in place. But you are not here to come and survive, you know, through business. You are not here to come and transact any other business except the business of the Lord. Meaning that your life, the manual of your life is important to you. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said the manual of your life is important to you. God's word is the manual of your life. You must know what the manual of the product is saying. If you buy a product anywhere in the market, when you check inside the pack or something, you would definitely see a literature that comes with it. Now, you have a literature. You are a product of God. There is a manual that concerns your life. You must check through your manual to see how you can function, what you must do, how you must do it. That is very important to you, child of God. The manual for your destiny is important. Listen to me. As a child of God, there are things that at this stage of your life, you must not just decide to just do without involving your father. Your father's input in all that you do is important. It's important. This father I'm talking about is not your earthly father. Your earthly father, you can boycott him, you know, and just say, he doesn't need to know this one. This is different. God needs to know everything about you. And you need to find out all that he has in mind, all that he has in plan where your own life is concerned. You need to know. You need to know. You need to know. Oh, lakabarakado shakayegedoso. You were created for a purpose. You were created to function with God. You were created. You were created to live a life of victory, to live a life of plenty, to live a life of divinity. You were created not to fall sick today, fall sick tomorrow. That's not your portion. It's not your portion. It's not your portion. You were not created for sadness or sorrow. You were created for joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You were created. You were created to bring joy to humanity. So that means that you are not only just created to enjoy all that God has for you, you are also expected to give out from what God has given you to another. Listen, the life that we live in Christ Jesus now, Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave. Listen, everything about your life is giving. Your life is about giving. When now that you are in Christ, there's what you have received. There are other people out there that do not have what you have. But you are crying over what you do not have. Listen to me, child of God. There's a lot that you know that you have. There's a lot that God has done for you. That is good. That's a good place to say, Father, I thank you. Not to grumble. There are so many people out there that don't have what you have. You should be grateful for where you are. I should be grateful for where I am. The knowledge I have that has been imparted to me, I should be grateful for it. And see me still having to talk to you about the same knowledge. We should be grateful, not grumble. Wherever we all are, listen to me, we all are supposed to give. We all are supposed to give part of our lives to other people. This family is a family of giving. All right? God gave Jesus to you and I. That's what God did. God gave Jesus to us. You know, so that we can have more Jesus all over the earth. That's you and I. Everywhere upon the earth, we have more believers in every state, in every nation. Because one Jesus died. And so there is now a multiplication of that one. Why? One was given, a lot arose. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are here for a reason. You are here to fulfill the master's plan. Every one of us might have our plans, but there is a plan. That plan is the master plan. There is a plan from God to you. There is something about your life that controls you. The plans of God must control you. The agenda of God must control you. You can't control it. It has to control you. Let's open our Bibles to... Oh, thank you, Father. Proverbs. I want you to read something in Proverbs. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are here for a reason. You are not here to just come and have fun. You know, wear all the clothes, get all the money, marry, have children, you know, and just be comfortable for yourself, your husband, and your children, or for yourself, your wife. And that's not why you are here. You are not here to come and amass all the wealth. Bible says, what will it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You are here for a purpose. You are here for a reason. In the midst of all of that, yes, like I said, you need to fit into, you know, you're here with your body. So you need to fit into, take care of your body, you know, take care of things, you know, be useful on earth and all of that. So you want to work, you want to get, you want to make some money, all that. But all of that should not take your focus off the Lord. All of those things are just us having to, you know, fit in, you know, on planet Earth. But it's not supposed to take our focus off the Father. Listen, the Father is involved in every step that you take. Bible says he orders the steps of the righteous. He orders the steps of his own. You are the righteous. You belong to God. He will order your step. Yes. The Lord will order everything that concerns you matters to God. It matters to God. It matters to God. Listen, to the very trivial part of your life. It matters to God. The very air on your head, Bible says it has been counted. It doesn't matter for it to be counted. It matters to God. It matters to God. It matters to God. The food you will eat, the clothes you will wear, your comfortability here on earth, it matters to God. So when I say God is mindful of you, this is what it means. It matters to God that you are comfortable in this life. It matters to God that you are not defeated. It matters to God that your destiny is preserved and protected. It matters to God because you are important in the hands of the Father, and you must make yourself important. How? How do you make yourself important? You make yourself important by yielding to the Father. You make yourself important by yielding to God. God does not have to talk to you and chase you, and yet you are not going to do his will. You endanger your life. But you must live every day. You must wake up every day telling yourself, you are of God. You are of God. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are of God. You are of God. You are of God. You are not of man. You are not of that business that you are doing. You are not of that career that you are pursuing. You are not of all of those things. You are of God. Hey, kele kaba kaba. Hey, zontele brashata yadaba subrando. You are of God. So that means that what God expects is more important. What God expects is so important to you and I. To you and I. Endoruko shata yadagadosa. What God expects for you and I. It's important. You must find it out. You must find it out. You must know it. You must allow it. Oh, thank you, Father. You must. You must. You must.
You must allow the plans of God where you are concerned. You must allow it. You must make those things priority to you. Priority. Priority. Oh, thank you, Father. Priority in every way. Priority. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Proverbs 16. Don't waste your life doing what you don't have a business doing. You know, a lot of people get into trouble, issues. And by the time you check, you will notice that whatever they got yourself involved in, they didn't even have a business getting themselves involved in it in the first place. But because they wanted to join the crowd. Every time we join the crowd and we leave the purpose of God for our life and destiny, we get into trouble. There's a plan for you. See, the plan God has for somebody else is far different from yours. You can't copy another man's destiny. You have to walk in your own. You have to walk in your own. And that's why where we're coming from, Ephesians. I think you need to read it again. You know, where we're coming from, Ephesians 2. So let's look at it again. Let's look at it again. I want you to see something there. Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. Look at that verse 10 that we read. It says here, in verse 10, it says, "For we are God's, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in it." God has prepared your destiny beforehand. So you are supposed to walk in something. You are supposed to find out what that thing is and begin to walk in it. And that's the reason why your destiny is peculiar to you. Not somebody else to you. I like the way this person, you know, I like the way this person teach. You might not be called to teach. I like the way the person sing. You might not be called to sing. I like the way, you know, I like this the way the person heals. Healing evangelist or something. You might not be called to heal. You know, I like the way this person flows with. You might not be called for any of those things. Find your own. And that's why I say your path is peculiar to you. And sometimes nobody can help you find yours. You have to find it yourself. You have to allow the leading of the Holy Ghost. It's one step after the other. One step after the other. You need to find it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You need to find it. You need to find it. Rabba suprando rogodosha kayaragadosa. O mani gadoso kala gride kirkeduso kala gabasa. Ha ha. Oh, glory to God. We need to find it. So let's go to Proverbs 16. I want you to see something there. This is something there. Then from here, we would likely just, you know, resume the prayer, all right? Because I want us to pray for ourselves tonight. Look at verse, Proverbs 16, verse 9. It says, "A man's heart plans his ways." A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A man's heart plans his way. But the Lord directs his step. Can you see that? It's the Lord that directs steps. Every step is the Lord that directs it. It's not man that directs his movement. It's not man that says, this is where I'm going to prosper. And he prospers there. There is already a plan for him to prosper. There's already what he needs to go by. Look at in Amplify. Amplify says, "A man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his step and makes them sure." Bible did not say a man's mind plans his way and makes them sure. It says a man's mind. We are used to having our mind, you know, become creative, do stuffs and all of those things, you know. Bible says here, a man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure. I say sure. The Lord is the one that directs the steps of every man. He's the one that knows where the gold is. He's the one that knows where you would flourish. He's the one. The Lord is the one that knows. He knows. He knows where things will balance up for you and I. He knows. He knows. He knows the things that you need. He knows. God knows. He knows. My Father knows. He knows. He knows where the things, he knows where the answers, where your life and destiny is concerned. He knows. He knows where it is. He knows. He knows. Oh, Barusa Pragaduso Maneza Tayaragadosha. Oh, Farakimbarakaduso Meleke Tuso Mandoli Gradosa. He knows. Jehovah knows. He knows. Lengadisa Baraka Dusukradonoso Menderebosh. Ekila Kasusuta Lankra Nonoso Valekre Nosha. Oh, Karusu Mranasa. Lekranda Lekridoso Kayarabasha Tayaranasa. Oh, he knows. He knows. He knows what you need. He knows how you should walk in the path that you should walk in. He knows. He knows where the gold is. Le kabaruko so mandala rauso koyara gabasa tayara gedosa. Le kadoso bragadosa manta le bradoso. I'd like you to go ahead and just go ahead and pray right now tonight. Go ahead and pray tonight. Go ahead and pray tonight. Go ahead and pray tonight. Le kusha makaruso prade gedoso. Rinto libra nuso brando libra dusha kayada gadoso. I want you to pray tonight. Menanda ragadasa taya ragadoso kaya ragadoso. Mando ligra dusha malekri doduso. Vante te rigeduso manda raboso. Aluso frada gadoso manca yigadoso caruso menderidoso. Le puto to bakusha maneka. Rakiba supraduso masu frande rebosha. Le kuzo fara gadisa. Manderiga daduso karabadosa. There is a plan. There is a plan. There is a plan. There is a purpose. Ara masu fraduso praduso. Enkali graduso mankari graduso. Oh, bakabara kabasu prende regedosha. Le kibaruko sufraduso manderegedosa. Le kabaruso menkadisa mandarigadoso kayaragadoso. Libra nusu fraduso melike duzuta ya karusha makarabasu fraduso. Ekila brusu manasa baraba babasi kaya brusu. Le kusha manza ya ragadoso. Le kuzo manda riga dusu fraduso bareke dusu. Manda riga dusu makarusha malege dusu. Le kende like dusu makabaru busu fragadoso. Ramburusu verise kelege dusu. Raki baroso shabara barabasi keregedoso mando ruso felekisha rakiba kuso manta liga dodoso manese baruso ekusheta yaga dodoso melike rakaba ruso fradodoso baroso manda rekaduso menese manasi tayarosha le koro boso mekira doso prande rigedoso alakira nanisa le kusha ragadosa. And the rules of make a do so. Ora maka bakaya bakaye regedo. Ekile kedeke rekeduso malangra doso. In the name of Jesus. Arabasu pradoso pradoso beke ligadusha. Igadika yankaroso. O maruso manda legradoso kaya ragadoso kaya rabasha. E kabasha menga ruso. O maruso kele ke sipele keduso. Zanto yeregedoso, oh Marosa, come on, go ahead, say, my steps are ordered of the Lord. My steps are ordered of the Lord. My steps are ordered of the Lord. My steps are ordered. It's ordered in the name of Jesus. Ora makayara gadese kayando lobroso. Ekuzopa rodoso meneka doso. Oh, ordered in the name of Jesus. Ordered ekayada yakara gadoso. Rakaba sufrendo rubosha. Ekira nasa tayele keduso manazo toya. Rakaba shibraga doso freda doso. Manda liga do supre de disse kereke. Rakaba baba 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 baba. Enderike yaka ruso fara gadosha. Lekera basi prenda rogadosu. Zata yara bosa. My steps are ordered. My steps are ordered. Endoru kayala keye dege dege. My steps are ordered. Rashuto yara basu pragadosa. Awanda rigada kayara gadosa. I walk in the lake dice. I walk in the plans and the purpose for my life and destiny. I walk in the precepts of God. I walk in the liga ragadoso koyaroso ando libradosa. I walk in my own road, in my own way. I make my journey. Kenyarasa tayaradoso. I discover my purpose. Araba suprendo rokodosha. I walk in that place that you want me, in that place that you need me. I walk in those places in the name of Jesus. Oh, Baruso, Candadosa, I yield to every call. I yield in the name of Jesus. I yield, oh, Kayada, Gadagayada, Gadadaga, Dagadaga, Angalika. Oh, Barossa, if you need me to pray, I yield to prayer. If you need me to teach, I yield to teaching. If you need me, oh, Barossa, Kenda Rabosa, in the marketplace, I yield. If you need me in the career path, I yield, oh God. Edaroso, Mangoruso, Bagoso, Pegedosa, Enderisa, Igaruso, Manoso, Ola Kusha, Bala, 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 Bala. If you need me in any place, I answer the call. I answer in the name of Jesus. Aruso makaru koto yala kadeshe. Oh, legelege ruso makaruso. Aboruso mekiso fele kosho to yarabasa. Inderi kayaraba suprendo rusha ekala kuso mandariba suprege legedoso. Oh, where you need me, I appear there. Wherever you need me, I appear there. In the name of Jesus, ale kuso mokoso rakaba suprene karonto legedosha lakete te 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 te. Inderi ke yekoro. Oso, o maroso, makalenga, I'm obedient, enanosa, I'm constantly in obedient, I deny myself of worldly pleasures, enanosa, just so that I can be in obedient to your call, obedient to your leading, obedient in the name of Jesus. Teach me, oh God, enanosa, bakara basupragadoroso, enanosa, ekalabrasa baka. I deny myself of any comfort just so that I can live for you, just so that I can go where you need me. In the name of Jesus, I let go of anything that is a distraction to me. I let go of anything that is not in your agenda for my life and destiny. I let go in the name of Jesus. Arakaba kaba ruso mendele brosa. Your opinion is key. Oh, what you say is key. Oh, barunta lambra noso. Yo baruso, your very intention over my life, I discover in the place of prayer. I discover with fastings. I discover endoruso paradoso.
bones are putting my flesh under, I discover, oh God, in the Rushakaya Laba Suprada Dosa, I abstain from everything that is unlawful. In the Russo Pekedeka Russo Mandarosa, Ekarika Dadoso, Obarosa, Obarosa Kele Gedosa, I give myself to prayer. I give myself to prayer on my knees. I give myself to prayer in my heart. Lekeruso meke legadoso, obaloso meke likedoso, omarakadoso kradadoso, amboroso peke ligaruso paragadosha, engedoso meke dusum. Oh, come on, legadoso. Some of us will need to make a lot of sacrifice just so that we know that we can prove to ourselves that what the Lord wants us to do, we will do. A lot of sacrifice. A lot of sacrifice. Some of us might need to get to that point where the Lord says that you don't have a business doing that. This is what I want you to do. And that's what you want to do. And you can tell yourself, oh, whatever you say, oh God. Whatever you say, oh God, I am yours to use. Hallelujah. I am yours to use. Here I am. Send me, oh God. Those are words of consecration. Those are words of consecration. Those are words that locates us. Amburuko sapala gadosa ke gedoso. Omarose kende gedoso kaya da bosa. Ala kusha makoroso mendele base pele gedoso. You know, sometimes when I think about the story of Anna in the Old Testament, you know, the Bible says that when a son was weaned off, you know, and had grown a while, you know, she took the boy to the man of God, and she left him there. She went back home. You know, I want to look at it from a mother, all right, physically. You know, we all want to give birth and have and hold our kids. You know, but this is someone saying that this is what I would do if this happens. And she fulfilled a part, you know. But that's a huge sacrifice. You have been looking for that child. You have wanted to be a mother. You have been looking forward, you know, to, you know, having to hold, to cherish, to play, you know, all the things that we mothers get to do with our kids, you know. And if you're a father here, you know, you understand what I'm saying, you know, that you have someone around the house that can, you know, trouble us from time to time, you know. And that's, and at the time that could have happened, you know, for Anna, that's when she had to go and dedicate her son. Oh my God. That's sacrifice. That's a lot of sacrifice. That's you saying, Lord, he's yours to use. Hallelujah. He's yours to use. He's yours to use. He's yours to use. And then tonight, you need to say, I'm yours to use, oh God. You need to rededicate you to the Father. Say, I'm yours to use. Use me, oh God. Use me for the supernatural. Use me for divinity in my world. Use me for the miraculous in my time. Use me. Use me, oh God. Be willing. Be yielding to the Lord. This is how these things are going to work. It's not you praying one minute and you struggling the next minute. No, you have to be willing and obedient so that you can enjoy the rewards. Willing and obedient. Listen, the plans of God are good for us. The plans of God are perfect for us. The plans of God are the best. It's the best. There's no better plan anywhere. I'm serious. There's no better plan. It might look good from the beginning, but the end is destruction. But the plans of God from the beginning to the end, perfect. Your eyes might not see the perfection because you are looking at it from the angle of, this is so much sacrifice. Will I be able to? No, You can go through because it's going to back you up. And always remember, you're not alone. He's with you 24/7. He's with you. He's with you. Bible says he would never forsake you. Never leave you. Never. So wherever he sent you, he would have gone ahead of you. Wherever the Lord sent you, he would have gone ahead of you. Whatever the Lord asks you to do, he would have gone ahead of you. So you're not going there to go and break any ground. He has broken the ground for you. You're just going there as the man or the woman in the flesh to go represent your father in the physical. But things are already prepared for you and I. All we need to do is walk in it. We need to walk in these things. We need to walk in it. We need to see from the eyes of the Lord. What's the Lord saying? What's the Lord saying that he wants to reveal to your heart that you are not seeing yet? The one that you know that you can see. Start working with it. With your heart sensitive and sincere enough, you will see the rest. But start out. Start out. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Could you just talk in other tongues? Could you just go ahead and talk in other tongues? I'm yours to use, oh God. I'm yours to use. I'm yours to use, oh God. I'm yours, oh God, to use. Use me, oh God. Use me for your wonders. Use me. Use me for your will, your purpose. Use me. Use me. Use me. Speak through my lips, oh God. Alakaro soprando. Let the things that I crave for, let them come to me. You know, by the time you fulfill the plans, the agenda, the everything that God has, you know, prepared for you, the things that you crave for, they will run after you. Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and every other thing. Every other thing. What is that thing you are looking for? Is it the money? Is it the car? Is it the gadgets? What's that thing you are looking for? Is it the pleasures of this world? You want to travel around the world? You want to wear the best of clothes? Listen. All of those things are flimsy compared to your destiny. They are flimsy. Flimsy. You want to get married. So because you want to get married, you are now distracted. No. That marriage is supposed to be in Christ. Yes. Both of you fulfill purpose in Christ. So you shouldn't waste away before the man comes, or before you locate the man, or before you are strategically located. You shouldn't waste away. You should begin to fulfill purpose. Begin to fulfill purpose. Begin your journey. Let him come or let her come and meet you. Not that you're already a distracted person. No. Come on, go ahead and just talk in other tongues. Talk in other tongues as we round off tonight. If you're here, you're married, and you feel that you don't have a push from your husband or something, the Lord tells me to tell you right here and now that you focus on the journey. Thank you, Jesus. He says you focus on the journey. Everyone has a journey. You focus on the journey. Don't wait for the push. Don't wait for the push. Because he too might even need a push. And you might not even be sensitive enough to know that. You know, but in case he's now even now distracted or something like that, you don't follow him to that boat. Get on your own journey. Start your race.
All right? Begin to yield to the things that the Lord is talking to you about. Start. Don't wait for somebody else. Don't wait. Maybe you have siblings and, you know, they're not serving God. You know, so they are influencing you. Get off that influence. Get over it. Because you're hearing the word of God. Stand on your own and go through the journey. No two siblings' journey are the same. Yes. No two siblings' journey purpose is the same. So let everybody go in their path. It may sound alike, it might be all that, but the instructions obviously might just be different. God deals with us individually, not collectively. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yakaba yala gabo sukola gabo sukandere gabo shu. Egaro sumandere gabo sukara gabo sabade gabo sisi. Blessed are you. Lekaro sufega gabo sumandere gabo sukala gabo shu. Lekambara gabo sukala gabo sabade sabala gabo shu. Blessed are you. Lekambaro sufredo shamanosa. That you have all things working together for your good. Blessed are you. Rakaba shinto lekara doso brade kere gidise. Lakaba sufre no shamanda ragadosa kaya lagadoso. Blessed are you. Meko suvenda ruso kabako zufaro doroso. Elambra suvrando lebrando le gradusha kaya ragadoso. Blessed are you. Le nerige lege yege yege yege. Alakaya lako soprando legedoso mandoso fando robosa. Blessed are you, leke rusha maneke rakaduso karondo robosa. Alavuzo varo sufa legedoso mande regedosha kaya regedosa. Blessed are you, raba sufrano sofranda raba zukradosa ke yegedesa. Lekrando labranto legadusha manena. Ekaruso velegevu zavara bazuvradosa. Blessed are you, kaba shipe leke supano noso. Ha ha ha. Ruso braga dosa balo dosa kadosa. Blessed are you that your priority is Jesus. Ora busa manesa and the things that he has in his heart that you want to hear him share with you. Blessed are you, raka sopere keduso manasa. Ale kereke. Leko zumanda rigadosa. Keya radoso fele bosha dangadosa. Le duzo varo do suparo zo fele kisaman. Blessed are you, Rama supregeduso menege duduso falakadusha, enorusu palegeduso menkaduso falaboso paragadusa. Blessed are you, Rakasha taya lakuso menese, endelika ruzufa rabasuprano sotaya ragadusa. Blessed are you, Rakiba zufando robosha, arobosu mendara sakaya lagaduso mekaruso frada. And orura doso ala buzo vada giga deke leke deke doso omaruso. There's no reason to be afraid of a call. Ramanuna rabaso, go through it. Oh, that also the blessing rests upon it. Lena nasa da doso kaika doso mandoroso. And arasu pregedosa. In it is the rest. In it is your resting place. In it is your resting place. Leno noso manonoso menenoso. You enter the rest when you enter the plans and the purpose of God for your life and destiny. You enter rest. Lemo super doso kudoso. And arakadusha mandarigadoso keyedo. Oso o baruso makaruso fele gedoso mandare gedusha ala gada 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 igaruso mendere rosa male gedoso fele dosa endorushe mekira gadoso kara basu pradosa elekiza baraba suprena o ligera gadisha tayana gadoso. Oh, glory to God. Hayana bante lebranto enenina nenene raba supregedoso kayana dosha lakuso pregedoso para basu prada dosa. Alabala la 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 You rest, Alamanda Labashita Yaradosa Legeduso. You rest, Lendo Russo Feleke Suparaba Supranda, Enarasha Tayaragada, Rabba Supregeduso Kayana Bosha, Rabo Supranda Rigaduso Maneza, Lecuso Paraboso Kegeduso, Lendo Loconto Yarabasha Tayaradosa. You rest. And I, you rest in the callings, you rest with the trainings, you rest because all of these things will mature you. All of these things will make you better. All of these things, like he says, he gives us a future and we have a final outcome for our life. So is that not rest? That's rest. We cease from unnecessary struggle in the name of Jesus. We cease from unnecessary labor in the name of Jesus. The only labor is to labor in the word. Oh, rakaba suprande reboso kele gedoso araba suberedoso lekiba kushamande regedoso. Oh, garuso fele kiso menkeri gedoso kaya regedoso. Alla brunde rekebisha. Elegeriadosha kayaragadosu kayadosu. O maroso peregedosu begedosu. O la na 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 kayaraboso. Thank you, Father. Come on, go ahead and give God praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, I'm yielded to your call. I'm yielded to you, oh God. Oh, use me, oh God. Use me for your pleasures. Use me for that intention. Use me for that plan, for that purpose. Use me. I'm yielded to you, oh God. Show me what I do not see. Show me. Direct my steps, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm yours to use. Oh, God, I'm yours to use. I'm yours to use. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. I'm yours to use. Glory to God. Legira bagayana gabasha. Fayala kerosa. I'm yours, oh God. I'm yours to use. Every waking day, I'm yours to use. All I'm also expect God to speak to you. Expect God to speak to you. Expect him to talk to you. He speaks every day. Yes, the Lord speaks every day. Every day. Every day the Lord speaks. Every day. So he doesn't just speak to you once in a while. No, he speaks to you all of the time. He speaks. The question is, are you hearing him? The question is, are you listening? Are you giving attention to what he's saying? But the Lord speaks. He speaks in the Lord's Prayer. You know, there's a line that says, give us this day our daily bread. Meaning, every day there is a daily dose. Every day there is a daily dose of God's word that comes to you. There's a daily, there's God, there's that part of God talking to you. It's daily. Bible says the message of God are new every morning. It's every day. Every day you are hearing. Every day.
every day. So if you are not hearing, you must crave to hear. You must crave to hear, especially now. Especially now, if you are consecrating yourself, you have to crave to hear His voice. Bible makes us understand that when God gave the His children manna, He gave it to them every day. No manna stayed for the next day. By the time it's the next day, it spoils. So that means I'm telling myself that means the Lord is also ensuring that there's freshness coming to us every day. Freshness. He speaks. He's wanting your ears to pop open to listen. He's wanting you to listen to Him. He has every wisdom, every knowledge, every answer. So you can't go looking for it anywhere else. He wants to talk to you. Open your hearts tonight. Open your night or your heart every day. Say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. When you wake up in the morning, Lord, speak to me today. Speak to me. Let my ears hear you. Let my ears hear you. Thank you, Father. And He speaks. Speak to you in the bedroom, you know, where you're taking your bath. Speak to you while you're cooking. Speak to you while you're driving. Speak to you while you're walking. You know, you're taking a walk. You're going somewhere. You're in a waiting place. He speaks to you. He talks. So we even need to thank God that we have a King that talks. Hallelujah. We have a God that talks to us. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like to stop here tonight. There's so much to say. I'd like to stop here tonight. So what I'll do is that I'll still take advantage of this platform, you know, to speak to us also, and then just share the link so that you could listen to it, you know, if I feel led to speak, and it's not any of our meeting days, all right? And if I have to, you know, send you an invite so that you could join me, please do. There's a lot happening in this season, you know, that the Lord wants to open our eyes to. Don't bother about the distraction of the COVID-19. It's a distraction. Mm-hmm. It's a distraction. God already knew and knows all of this is going to happen. Nothing is taking the Lord surprisingly. Nothing can catch Him unawares. He knows already. You know, so I need you to know that while the operations of the enemy is going on, there's so much happening in the kingdom. All right? In God's kingdom, there's so much happening there. So let's focus and not allow all of what is going on around us to distract us. We are on the winning side, and we're winning in this season. All right? So win, 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 win. Win by yielding to the Holy Ghost. Win by allowing Him to talk to you. Win, win. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening in tonight. Thank you so much. I believe you have been blessed. I have been blessed. I know that some of us might still need to pray and all of that. So spend time doing that on your own. All right? This is important. This is important. Let me say something. Let me drop this before I end tonight. This is a life and death situation. Yeah. Having to know the plans of God for your life and destiny. It's a life and death situation. Having to hear God speak to you. It's always a life and death situation. You know, at the long run, it just happens. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have a glorious night. Have a glorious night. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate you. I love you. Permanently.